has the greatest authority in the spiritual realm? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Melissa Pallotta, who was on our previous show, who had spiritual imaginary friends when she was younger that proved to be pretty powerful and tormenting when she got older.
You know, with all the things that we see in the world, there's a lot of darkness, a lot of scary things, a lot of bad movies, a lot of evil. And oftentimes it's easy to believe, like, you know what? The darkness is really strong. It's got more power. And I can even remember when I was younger watching the cartoons where there's a little devil on one side and the angel on the other. But I always looked at that angel as if it was God versus the devil. But you know what I've learned is that God has more power than the enemy. God is more powerful. And a lot of times people can think that the devil's just as strong or just as powerful as God.
Yeah, that's the battle, right, that we're bringing. And I think many people who are listening feel like maybe the devil, they've seen the actual darkness and they really do believe that demons and the devil has a lot of power. But I think who's supreme is God. And if you're a Christian, you'd say, yeah, it's God, right? But when you look in the Bible, there's a story about a girl who she was a slave girl and she was possessed with a spirit of divination. And she brought her masters a lot of profit by fortune telling. Well, this girl starts falling around Apostle Paul as he's preaching the gospel. And she starts kind of like yelling in a weird way, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Well, in the end, Paul starts realizing that this girl's not just saying that in a good way, but that she's actually demonically possessed. So he casts the spirit out in Jesus' name. The spirit goes, and the woman, she doesn't have any of her divination powers anymore. And so there was a big uproar from that. So that shows, and this is an example, that God and the name of Jesus specifically has power over demons and the devil. And I've experienced this myself. When I went to Africa, many, many times I've experienced, in the name of Jesus, darkness fleeing, literally seeing it with my eyes.
And there's so many stories in the Bible that talk about people who were demon-possessed and how they got freedom through Jesus and in Jesus' name. And the Bible talks about submitting to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And, you know, what's amazing is that there's power in the Word of God, but there's also power in the name of Jesus. So if you don't know the Word of God, I'd encourage you to start reading it, believing it, and knowing there's power in it, but also know that there's power in the name of Jesus. So let's hear from Melissa Pallotta after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenation.com. Nations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Melissa Pallotta. She had a very interesting experience growing up where she had imaginary friends. And we hear about that, you know, in the movies, or maybe you'll hear a kid talking about their imaginary friend. But not only did she have an imaginary friend, she was actually seeing these friends and found out they were demonic. They were demons. But didn't realize that until she got a little bit older, and they would entice her to do things that her mom wouldn't want her to do. And so she was trying to keep herself sane, but by doing that, ended up in drugs and all kinds of things to suppress the voices, the thoughts, and the things she was seeing. So let's welcome Melissa to the show to find out what happened. Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this. How old were you when you started doing drugs?
Oh, wow. Probably 12, 13.
Oh, wow. And I'm sure it was hard for you to ever tell anyone about this spiritual realm that you were seeing that no one else was seeing.
Yes, definitely, because people would think you were crazy.
And when you would see these things, did you run away from it or tell it to go? Or how did you, I guess, live your life
dealing with this?
Well, most of the time, you know, I was encouraging it almost because they entice you. It looks good. They bring you in. It's almost like a little happy place, some security. And then the older I got, the more tormenting it got and the more evil it became. That's when I started to be filled with great fear and anxiety. And I was trying to suppress it with drinking and drugs.
Mm. Now, I understand that these beings that you were seeing, they weren't just like some kind of weird creatures. Actually, they look like people, but they were spiritual.
Yes, they looked like people, like normal people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, but it's interesting how friendly they were and then how they kind of turned on you. And at that point, I mean, did you ever tell them to go? Did you ever tell them, like, get out of my life kind of thing? Or the only way was just to silence it with drugs?
No, it was silencing it with the drugs. They really wouldn't go. Was I telling them to go? I don't really knew if I realized that I could make them go.
Mm.
Wow.
Something happened in your life that helped you actually completely set you free from this torment because it kept getting louder and worse. Can you tell me what that experience was and how your life was changed?
Yeah, I was around 24, 25 years old, and I was in sales, and I was in my car all the time. And one of the things that I would be tormented with would be music in the car, in the radio. I would turn on the radio and say, just put it on a regular station. I would watch the demons come out of the radio. I would watch these things coming out of the radio that would torment me. And so what I began to do is actually listen to Christian radio. It was the only thing to listen to worship music that would put me in a place of peace.
Mm.
I would feel very calm. Christian music was the only thing I could even stand listening to. Like you'd go into a store and there'd be the overhead music. I couldn't handle even that. I was very sensitive at that point. So I just started listening to Christian music all the time.
Mm.
And one day I just had an encounter with God and I knew that He was the Prince of Peace. He is the only way. This is the only way that I will ever be free of the torment. And the love that I felt was just so incredible and so overwhelming. I just knew that I had to just give myself up to Him.
Hey, Melissa, can you tell me a little bit more about that experience? How did that whole experience with God come about?
I was literally in the car listening to Christian music and listening to peace. People were speaking of a place of peace and a place of love and a place of acceptance.
Mm.
And it just so spoke to my heart that through time, it actually wasn't like this all of a sudden one day encounter. It was through time of me just soaking literally in worship, just hearing people singing to God and talking about the goodness of God and the love of God and the love of the Father and what Jesus did for me. Just through time, I came into that knowledge of who He was and that I was His daughter.
Mm. And were the voices and the demonic activity that was around you, did they get pushed away or silenced? Or how did the spiritual realm change for you?
The day that I really felt like I knew that I was God's child, that I had made that commitment to God, was the day I was sitting in my kitchen in my apartment, and all of a sudden I realized I wasn't hearing all the tormenting thoughts anymore. And they did silence themselves, and they were silenced for 7 years.
Oh. Wow. 7 years. And then did something happen after 7 years?
After 7 years, I had another incredible encounter with God. It was amazing. And after that encounter with God, I began to hear again, hear and see things again. But this time it wasn't in a place of torment. This time it was in a place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Almost like being allowed to see something that before bothered you, now is almost like being, in a sense, protected from it. Is that right?
Yeah, I had like a time of healing. I think that 7 years was God healing me. because I started attending church, hearing people talk about God, reading my Bible, and then starting to see the connections of the things that I was seeing in the spiritual realm were actually in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, wow, okay, maybe I am okay. And that, you know, these are what the Bible is saying. I had such a witness to it in my heart mm-hmm. that this truly was God using me. And then the Lord teaching me and training me and showing me that from the beginning of time, He made us and He gives us different gifts within us. He puts them in there and we have a choice whether we're going to use them to praise God or we're going to be walking in the dark. Mm. We can either walk in the light or we can walk in darkness. We can walk in great peace and love or we can walk in torment and fear and anxiety.
Right. Now, there are people listening right now and they don't know the answer. They've been going through torment. They've been feeling like, gosh, what do I do? They're on drugs. They're hopeless, helpless.
Right. They're hearing voices and
think
they feel
they're,
like
crazy,
they're crazy.
And yeah. they just feel like no one would understand them. What would you say to someone out there right now who needs help like that?
I would encourage you to know that there is a God that loves you with an everlasting love. And the things that are tormenting you will go the second you cry out to Jesus. And you say, Jesus, I believe you and come into my heart and change my life. Mm-hmm. And the things that were of torment and of fear and caused you to be anxious, well, you will then begin to walk in a great peace with love.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So for those listening right now, as Melissa said, you call out to Jesus and He will push back the darkness.
Yes.
Melissa, thank you so much for sharing how the Lord touched and changed your life and the traumatic things you went through spiritually, but how He turned it for good. We appreciate you opening up and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you so much. And I just sense that there's someone who's listening and, you know, all through your life, you've been hearing these voices that you've convinced yourself is on the inside. Or even maybe you're saying, oh, well, this isn't real, or I'm not really sure, but why do these things try to keep getting me to do wrong things? And I want to just encourage you that Jesus is the light. He is the spiritual light, a literal light. And so, Jesus, we just take a moment, and I pray for all those who are listening. If there's anyone listening and saying, I'm struggling with that, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for you. In Jesus' mighty name, I bind up any demonic spirit right now in Jesus' name. And we cast it out by the power of the Holy Spirit and mm-hmm. in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus, right now, my friend, just pray this with me. Jesus, we receive that light. We want that freedom.
That
we want to be on top when it comes to spiritual realm, not on
yes,
the bottom.
Jesus.
We want to be safe and sound in your wings. Jesus, we invite you and receive you. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the spiritual authority you've given us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Greater is He who's in us than he that is in this world. And if the Lord is in you, you have the power to fight back. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.